Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And my last soup recipe for you this week is my Untamed Minestrone. Now, everyone knows a darn good minestrone just has to have a little bit of kick to it. So I promise this is one recipe you're going to want to know and love for a long time, especially with these winter that we're getting ready to have. This is a very great recipe. Let's get started. The very first thing we're going to need are 3 tablespoons of garlic, olive oil, and I prefer Rosenthal Olive Ranch out of Madera, California, because their olive oil is out of this world. 1 onion that we are going to dice small, 2 individual celery stalks that are going to be diced small as well, 2 carrots that we're going to dice small. Remember, that's our mirepoix. So anytime you're going to make a soup, you're going to make a sauce, you're going to make something that you want to have a lot of just robust flavor, you have to have that mirepoix in there. And the ratio, and I'll only say it once, and you guys probably heard me say it before, is 2 parts onion, 1 part celery, 1 part carrot. So it doesn't matter if you're making this for 4 or 400. As long as you know that ratio, you'll know exactly how much mirepoix needs to be used for this recipe. The next thing we're going to need is penne pasta. And I love the wheat penne pasta so much more. It's very healthy for you. And what I've noticed too is that the wheat pasta can take a little bit more abuse. If you're going to overcook your soup a little bit, it won't become very soggy. One thing I don't like is having the pasta, excuse me, I don't like to have it soggy. And I always got to clear my throat when I say that because it's very, very important. So I highly recommend that you put everything in a pot, let it come up. And if your pasta says, you know what, chef, it takes, I don't know, some of them take 8 minutes, some of them take 12 minutes to cook, I would say, all right, if I'm going to get this pasta to a perfect al dente, I'm going to throw this in immediately if I'm going to pull it off in 12 minutes. If I'm going to let it sit there and reduce down or do whatever. Some people like their minestrone a little bit different. This one is made for everything goes in the pot and you just start the process of getting it cooked up. Next thing is 1 garlic clove that we're going to dice small. 2 cups of tomato sauce, 2 cups of black beans, and I can't stress that enough. Black beans are the beans for this recipe because if you put anything else in there, it's going to completely fall apart. Black beans can take a lot of abuse, and especially with a minestrone, we always want to serve a minestrone nice and hot. We're going to put 2 cups of beef stock, 3 Roma tomatoes that we're going to dice small, salt and pepper always to taste. And lastly, what I like to do is add in a little bit more carrots and celery, but we're going to have them a large dice this time. That way the soup has a lot of bite to it. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. As always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.